Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, verse number 9. Your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength,
Yatejasanripashirod, Nigirim, Yatsanidabaham ukandavam agnayetam. Indram chasamara ganam tarasa vijitya. Labda sabamaya kritabhuta sila maya silpa maya. Dibhyo harani patayo balim advarete. Because he was near to me, it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful King of Heaven, Indradeva, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the Kandava forest. And only by his grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Kandava forest, and thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship, where all the princes assembled during the performance of Rajasuya Yajna and paid you tributes. Arjuna is remembering all these exceptional things that he was able to do by the mercy of the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demon Maya Danava was an inhabitant of the forest Kandava. And when the Kandava forest was set on fire, he asked protection from Arjuna. Arjuna saved his life. And as a result of this, the demon felt obliged. He reciprocated by building a wonderful assembly house for the Pandavas, which attracted the extraordinary attention of all state princes. They felt the supernatural power of the Pandavas, and thus, without grudge, all of them submitted and paid tributes to the emperor. The demons possess wonderful and supernatural powers to create material wonders, but they are always disturbing elements of the society. Modern demons are the harmful material scientists who create some material wonders for disturbance in the society. For example, the creation of nuclear weapons has caused some panic in human society. Maya was also a materialist like that, and he knew the art of creating such wonderful things. And yet Lord Krishna wanted to kill him. When he was chased both by the fire and by the wheel of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of such a devotee as Arjuna, who saved him from the wrath of the fire of Lord Sri Krishna. Devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord. And in devotional service, the mercy of a devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. Both the fire and the Lord ceased from chasing the demon as soon as both of them saw that the demon was given shelter by such a devotee as Arjuna. This demon, feeling obliged to Arjuna, wanted to do him some service to show his gratefulness, but Arjuna declined to accept anything from him in exchange. Lord Sri Krishna, however, being pleased with Maya for his taking shelter of a devotee, asked him to render service unto King Yudhisthira by building a wonderful assembly house. The process is that, by the grace of a devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained. And by the mercy of the Lord, a chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. The club of Bhismasena was also a gift of Maya Danava. So, Hare Krishna Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So this is a really important purport because it makes it very clear that demons have exceptional powers that they develop by doing severe austerities. And usually they use those powers to bewilder people. So they build airplanes and rockets and atomic bombs and tunnels under the underwater and tunnels through mountains and cell phones and digital technology, and they harness electromagnetism and so forth and dazzle people with all these gadgets that just helps them become more and more degraded in material life and increases their desires for sense gratification, makes them lose their faith in God and put their faith, transfer their faith to the science of the demons. So we see Krishna did not have any digital technology, no cell phones, no televisions, no phones, but he had a different network, internal network. And he was a cowboy. And he engaged in protecting cows, and his father was engaged in producing grains and vegetables and things like that, and of course overseeing the protection of the cows. And they lived a natural, simple life without all these appurtenances or gadgets, cars that spew out toxic carbon monoxide, airplanes that spew out toxins, and artificial fertilizers, and artificial this, and artificial that, all kinds of inorganic molecules, all productions of demoniac science. The whole inorganic molecule industry was created by demoniac scientists. And therefore, they replaced gold and silver plates with plastic and so forth. And they make ceramic things, but with toxic coatings and so forth. So everything has become denatured. So Prabhupada says the demons possess wonderful and supernatural powers to create material wonders, but they are always disturbing elements of society. The modern demons are the harmful material scientists who create some material wonders for disturbance in the society. Notice he says, the demons say, oh no, all the things we create are to make life easier for the human beings. Yeah, easier so they can have more sense gratification, not easier so they can go back to Godhead. Easier so they become more entangled, more distracted from spiritual life, more distracted from hearing and chanting and living a simple life, close to nature. And therefore, although it looks wonderful, it's actually horrible. It ruins people's lives. So Maya was also a materialist like that, and he knew the art of creating such wonderful things. And yet, Lord Krishna wanted to kill him. When he was chased both by the fire and by the wheel of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of such a devotee as Arjuna, who saved him from the wrath of the fire of Lord Sri Krishna. Devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord, and in devotional service, the mercy of the devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. Well, Prabhupada explains this also in Bhagavad Gita. I've read it before, but we'll look at it again. You see, when we said yesterday, Prabhupada is always consistent. He never contradicts himself. And therefore, we see that although he's written so many things, so many books, thousands and thousands of pages, there's no contradiction. He's always consistent. So in the let's Devotees are more kind to the Lord and take risks to approach ignorant men. So it's 196. Let's take a look at that. Prabhupada explains in the purport to the third chapter, 29th verse, in the purport, men who are ignorant cannot appreciate activities in Krishna consciousness, and therefore Lord Krishna advises us not to disturb them and simply waste valuable time. But the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try to engage them in the acts of Krishna consciousness, which are absolutely necessary for the human being. So they undertake, the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord himself, and they undertake all kinds of risks. Okay, so then again, Prabhupada says, later on in Bhagavad Gita, 56. He says, but it so happens that Krishna says, Shatavan anasuyascha srinuyat apiyonara. And one who listens with faith and without envy becomes free from sinful reactions and attains to the auspicious planets where the pious dwell. But before that verse, 1871, he says, idam te natapaskaya. This confidential knowledge may never be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engage in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. So, in the purport, Prabhupada says in 1871, the Bhagavad Gita is for the devotees only. But it so happens that sometimes a devotee of the Lord will hold open class. Why do such persons hold open class? It is explained here that although not everyone is a devotee, still there are many men who are not envious of Krishna. They have faith in him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If such a person hears from a bona fide devotee about the Lord, the result is that they become at once free from all sinful reactions and after that attain to the planetary system where all righteous persons are situated. Therefore, simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita, even a person who does not try to be a pure devotee attains the result of righteous activities. Thus, a pure devotee of the Lord gives everyone a chance to become free from all sinful reactions and to become a devotee of the Lord. So you see, this is why it says that, this is why it's saying today in the purport that devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord, and in devotional service, the mercy of the devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. These are amazing statements by Prabhupada. So yesterday, a very interesting thing happened. Nrihari and myself discussed expanding our Sankirtan movement. And Nrihari experienced something very interesting. I told him, you know, you set a cloth on the ground near the food truck, and you set it up with a little altar and a lot of little things that are very fascinating for people. We're going to get also a havan kund, do a very small little havan, or fire sacrifice. And just chant with your harmonium, and people will come and be fascinated by all the little things that you've spread out on your cloth, and the fact that you're sitting there, and you're happy and chanting, and you have some prasadam, and there's some incense. And I said, try this. So what happened, Prabhu? You explain. Go ahead. Here, take the microphone and explain.
Well, it was an amazing experience. As soon as I got there and then I set up everything, people just...
I didn't see you set up a cloth on
the No, I had... What happens is I use a little table as an altar. And then the high table, I put the books on the high table.
That's not...
Well, for sitting...
You have to have, because then the other people will sit down on it.
Right. Yeah, I should have done that, yeah, but I'll be doing it, I'll do that, yeah. What I did, I fold all the clothes and then I made them like a comfortable cushion for me to sit down.
No, you want to make it comfortable for the people to sit down.
Oh, see, yeah, definitely, yeah. I've done that before anyway.
Always think of the people, don't think of yourself, think of people.
Well, it's true. So, yeah, and then I just was singing and chanting Hare Krishna, and the food truck was there, people were coming. It was really, you could see that people in line waiting to be served, and you know, and they enjoying the kirtan. And then people, some they come, some young people, they come, they just sat down, and then they gave donation, then the trying to offer them a book. They said, no, I just want to listen. I said, that's the thing. I sat down, and then another young lady came, same thing, and gave a nice donation, and then I offered a book, and then she asked what the book's about, and then I explained, it's about the science of the soul. Oh, she was really, that really affected me, exactly. And she said, wow, and then so you can choose one of the books, and then she took the yoga. I said, ah, you see, and then I asked him, do you know the yoga? She said, yeah, I know the yoga, but I said, yoga means spirituality. So spirituality means to understand who you are. So in other words, we're not this body. Then I started saying, we're not this body. And then I gave so many analogies how the soul is different from the body, like dead body, what different between dead body and living body. Yeah.
Do you feel happy doing this?
Oh, it's more than being happy. It's something, it's transcendental, you know.
That's the point. See, devotees don't do this. They remain dull in their practice of Krishna consciousness. They don't get enthusiastic.
We're not in the mission. The mission
is sankirtan, preaching.
To share with people.
Distribution, doing kirtan. If you don't do this, then your spiritual life is stunted. It's like you grow to be 3 feet tall and then you stop growing.
Mm.
You don't grow anymore. You remain a midget.
Right.
Spiritual life.
Stagnant, yeah.
Stagnant, like stale water.
It's my understanding is like because many times Prabhupada said, we're to follow the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his mission. So,
it's
a mission to love. The sign of love is sharing. When you love, you want to share. Yeah, when you love, then naturally you want to share. So, it's very interesting experience. I talked to a few people, but mainly two people who really were interested. You know, some people, they just... You know, they appreciate, but they...
Those are the people who are waiting for you in their life.
That could be true, because...
They were there in the right place at the right time, and to meet those two people.
Their reaction was like that. The reaction gave that impression, that they actually... They were,
therefore, if we don't go out, nothing happens. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
I'll turn that one off.
That's much.
Yeah, I remember one time we had this discussion. I was preaching in this and then we had this kind of like Easter gospel with the late Bhakti Charan Maharaj. Everybody was asking questions. Well, we're preaching, we're going out, we're giving invitation, but hardly people come to the temple. But Maharaj gave very nice, he made a very nice point. He said, look, everywhere is a temple.
Yes.
If the people don't come to this building, you go in the street, it's a temple.
Yes.
So you have to go meet people.
Yes.
How can you expect a condition zone to come? You have to go to them.
Yes.
That was really significant point.
That is the most important point.
Yeah. So,
so are you going to do this now regularly?
Oh, yes, Maharaj. I mean, I don't want to speak about myself, but all my life is consciousness.
That is over.
Yeah. Like metal thing. It's okay. Why am I so long?
Just hold the mic in your hand.
It's not working.
How come it's not working? Okay. We have to have two mics working all the time now.
So, Maharaj...
Okay. What's it turned on?
Yeah. Because you see, that mic, that's the...
I know.
So, anyway, Maharaj, it was... beyond, it was transcendental experience. And then you feel that people need that. And then we have to go to people.
Yeah, we're not just distributing food, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's prasadam, it's been
right.
offered to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and it's very beneficial. But we have to be there to answer their questions, to give them a chance to discover what is Krishna consciousness. We're not just distributing food, right? But that's not really beneficial. Of course, it's prasadam and it's different, but it's most effective when the devotee can, inspire people to ask questions and take a book.
That's exactly what happened yesterday, because the young lady, she got the prasadam.
And then she got the book, she gave the donation, everything. But when I just... try to explain the science of the soul, we're not this body, and the difference between soul and the body, and the karma, things like that. She was just fascinated. She just sat down, put prasadam aside, and just asked questions.
Yeah.
Not only asking really nice questions, like perfect questions.
Perfect answers.
Perfect answers. Yeah, by Prabhupada's mercy and Guru, and I got all these analogies and explain about the soul, the body, and then the karma, the soul is eternal. And she was completely fascinated when I said that. See, the soul never dies. She said, look, nobody wants to die. That because, factually, the soul has no beginning and end, and it's eternal. And when she heard that, she wow. And then, that was the main thing,
Yeah, this is what makes devotees enthusiastic. And people that refuse to come out of Sankirtan, their life, spiritual life, is stunted. They don't progress. So you progress by spreading the good message of Krishna consciousness. You don't progress by, just staying in a comfort zone.
Mm.
You have to push yourself to go out and do good to others. Phalena Parishit. It's para upakar, doing good to others.
And one lecture, Srila Prabhupada, I think Srimad Bhagavatam 10th verse, I can't remember exactly, he explained how he started this Sankirtan movement in New York. So he was alone. He used to go at least for going to park for 3 hours, if not 1 hour, 3 hours.
You see, the point here is we should not push people to buy books,
mm-hmm.
right? We should develop relationships with people. Then they'll buy all the books, you see. Not just one book and that's it for the rest of their life because they felt as if they were forced to buy the book. We want to develop relationships with people, and that means we're in the same place at the same time in certain days of the week where they're if they want to find us, they can find us there. You know, and we want to develop relationships with these people. As soon as a person has a strong relationship and gets a taste for Krishna consciousness, they'll buy all the books.
That's true.
And they'll become devotees. That's what we should focus on now. Not just selling a book.
Right, absolutely.
We don't have that heavy need to make money by selling books. But we have a real need to make devotees.
To give the message, you know?
Yeah.
Like that young lady, she must be a student there, which is very intelligent. And she, one thing really, she understood very clearly and made sense to her when I explained about God created everybody equal.
Yeah.
All the people. And then we always trying to promote, you know, universal brotherhood.
Yeah.
What that does mean? You know, how are we equal? I ask this question. Look, you look different. I look different. Other people look different. What's that equality?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's equality, the soul. Yes. When you understand the soul is, that's a level of understanding that we equal.
Right.
So the real person is the soul. And she was really, really.
Yeah.
I said, this is a science.
Yes. All right. So now you're on the road.
Yep.
Good.
But we still need blessings. And
You have to do exactly what I said. You have to have the cloth on the ground. And it has to be big enough for like 3 or 4 people to sit comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
You might even take little cushions, you know. And it's got to get better every time, the presentation. You know, have your little altar. We're going to have the little fire sacrifice thing.
Yeah, okay.
And you should, the incense, you have to give the incense out. Don't worry about giving it out. You have to give things to people. You know, we're giving prasadam, you have to give the incense, you have to take flowers, offered flowers.
But the incense, they were not offered. They were like,
you offer it. You know how to offer things, don't you? Okay, don't say, don't put artificial obstacles. Right? Don't put artificial obstacles. Offer it right now. You can go and offer it into your deities. Don't put artificial obstacles. You have to be a giver. They have to see you as a giver, not a taker. And I wouldn't put the donation box right in front of your
harmonium.
You put the donation box near the books, not in front
of your... I have a little altar.
I know, but don't put it in front of the altar. It looks like you're a businessman. Do you understand? All this stuff is psychological. See, if you have to plan all this thing very, very carefully, you don't want to be a mercenary person that's just there to make money. You're there as a sadhu to preach.
Right.
And be kind to people. You're not interested in money. You're not interested in selling books. You're interested in giving Krishna consciousness. If they see that, a lot of people are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put the donation box right in front of your altar, it looks like you're a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And the box was too big. You should have a small donation box. Or not even have a donation box. You can just have a basket. It's more natural. Yeah, I gave you those baskets.
No, it was not the basket, but then the Prabhu from Food Truck, he just came with the box.
No, but see, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Don't depend on that Prabhu. You depend on me, not on that person.
Right?
Don't be misled by these people. You want everything to be natural. Natural basket, natural this, natural that. You understand?
Yeah.
And then people let them see the money in the basket. That's what? That's good. Right. But it should not be in front of your altar or anything like that. It should be near the books. And you can have a little signed donation for a book.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll stop right there. Very good, Prabhu. Big success. Now build. Every day should be a bigger success.
Yeah, okay.
Your spread has to be so impelling that people come. What's that? What are you doing? Don't just make them sit on the grass. It's not, you're not being a good host. You want to make them comfortable. Just like you are comfortable, they have to be comfortable.
Okay, I think we're going to find a nice canopy, which is like a bit thicker, instead of a little chaler.
Well, that's all we had yesterday. I told you we have all this stuff at the farm.
Yeah, okay.
But use whatever is available easily to start with. And then people will see that every time you're coming out, things are getting better and better.
I hope that I'm going to get some people, because when I'm being in Kyoto at the same time, it will stop. Some of those questions at that time, Kyoto stops as well. Because they have to speak to the person.
You stop, so what? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? The whole idea is to attract them so that they ask questions.
But you know why? Because, like, say, that boy sitting there all the way through, he was just interested. He's a musician. It was interesting to him. He was appreciating the music.
Okay, so what you do is you get to a certain point where you say, I'll sing a song that explains this. Mm-hmm. You have to be creative, Prabhu.
You
should be a musical poet. You see? So you don't have to explain everything philosophically. You can explain it with a song. And after you sing, then you explain the song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs are all philosophical. Let's say she asks a question about, what...
He was interested in hearing.
I understand, but see...
The other person...
But you have to be creative. At a certain point, you want to keep the boy's interest also. So you tell the girl, I'm going to chant a song, a spiritual song that explains this point.
Right.
Okay?
Good advice.
You have to learn how to do this.
Well, I've done in the past, we usually just chant Hare Krishna.
But you also will chant Hare Krishna. But you have to be creative. You want to keep the boy's interest, and you want to keep the girl there, so you chant one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajans that is to the point that's being discussed. He's got hundreds, thousands of bhajans.
Yeah, right? That's true, yeah. Yeah, there's so many bhajans, preaching.
So you can use the bhajans for preaching.
Okay.
Hari Bol, always a Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
What? Of what? Why should we play bhajans? You've got the real thing right now. See, sometimes we used to play that. That means you stop doing it. why did you stop? Means there's no answer. And you used to stop. Okay. So whose fault is that? Is that the people's fault that you stopped? It's your fault because you're not conscious how to spread Krishna consciousness. So don't stop things that are positive. But now he's going to come, he's going to be chanting, so you don't want to interfere with his chanting. You get a what? Okay. It's not only that. You have to get little objects to catch their attention. We have a lot of those things at the front.
Okay. Haripal,
voice problem. We said that I'm going to buy some shakers and other things. But for the time being, yesterday was a success. So just build on it.
No question about it. More than what we expected.
Right.
it's just realized that, we're just instrumental,
When you realize was a lot of people waiting for you.
Yeah. That's for sure.
A lot of people.
Then afterwards, I was thinking, you see, if I wouldn't have gone out, those people, they would have gotten the opportunity.
No, they would have become communists or atheists or Mayavadis.
It's amazing.
Okay, good.
Haribo.
You grow spiritually by going out on sankirtan.
Actually, yeah, I told you something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.